Hello, welcome to the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show with me, the Codfather, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, bringing you an hour of the best folk and blues on the net. From old school roots to modern day, we've got it all covered. Old, new, borrowed folk and blues. You want to get in touch? You can do so via all the usual social media platforms. You can send me a tweet at thecodfather17 and smileradio3, Instagram at thecodfatherdj, or pop over to the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. Dr. Ains, he's compiled another great playlist for the show, and kicking off this week, a popular song, you'll definitely recognise it. It's from Coco Taylor, sometimes called the Queen of the Blues, known for her rough, powerful vocals, and this is her take, and my favourite version of the song, 12 Bar Blues, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and originally recorded by Big Mama Thornton, was coming very soon, in 1952. It was her only hit, and sold over 500,000 copies. The song has been recorded over 250 times. Best known version was by Elvis Presley. This is Hound Dog. there you go, big performer, powerful voice. That was Big Mama Thornton, and Everything's Gonna Be Alright. I believe it was written by Muddy Waters. I might be wrong. She was born Willie Mae Thornton back in 1926. And she actually stated that she was louder than any microphone and didn't want the microphone to ever be as loud as she was. And she was also a very, very good harp player too. Janis Joplin did a great cover of Thornton's Ball and Chain. Big Mama praised Joplin's version, saying, "That girl feels like I do." Right, moving on, we've got Otis Taylor. So expect the unexpected, an amalgamation of roots styles in its rawest form. He tackles issues like murder, homelessness, tyranny and injustice. And Taylor states he's good at the dark arts, but isn't necessarily an unhappy person. And he's one of the most compelling artists of recent years. This is from his 2001 White African album, Resurrection Blues. This is the Monday Night Folk and Blues with me, the Codfather.
To die. But some people got to suffer before they die. There's about a man, he's gonna be crucified. Some people die of cancer. Some people die of AIDS. But this man is going to be crucified. This mom from deep, deep, a deep sleep. I found out I was Jesus. I don't want to be crucified. Thorns on my head. I don't want to walk among the dead. I don't want to be found out.
Oh,
Well, lovely song. That was Sam Myers, and I've Got the Blues. He acquired juvenile cataracts at age just 7 and was left legally blind for the rest of his life. He became a very skilled trumpet player and drummer, and received non-degree scholarship from the American Conservatory of Music, and actually played with some of the greats of the blues. Right, we're in for a little bit more of a modern twist now with the Black Keys. Early in their career, they were actually offered a 6-digit figure to put their music to Elman's Mayo advertisement. They turned it down, stating they didn't want to alienate their fan base. And drummer Pat Carney once had his personal email act in 2010, and the hacker sent out messages stating he was stranded in the UK and needed money to get home. This is Keep Me. You're listening to the Codfathers Monday Folk and Blues Show.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I absolutely love that song. That was Hold On by American blues rock band Alabama Shakes. They won a handful of Grammys for the first for their debut album Boys and Girls and their 2015 follow-up Sound and Colour. Brittany Howard's vocalist has just released her solo album Jamie. Apparently it's dedicated to her sister who died of a rare form of cancer in her teens. Right, up next we've got the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're formed in 2010 by husband and wife duo Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Trucks was actually an official member of the Allman Brothers back in 1999 and is listed in Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Guitarists twice. Tedeschi, she's a multiple Grammy Award nominee and winner, and she takes her inspiration from her father's record collection. You know, the likes of Lightning Hopkins and Mississippi John Hurt. Monday Night Folk and Blues with the Codfather. Do I Look Worried?
Back in the day when I lied, we'd always fly. Now I hear you all fooling around out every night.
Do I Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money now, did not care. Count my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Lord, but I got busted and I feel so low. Didn't have no money and nowhere to go. This is the truth, Lord, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down. Lord, the other day I asked a man for my ring. He told me, boy, the money he had spent. But I tried my best to try one or two. Asked everything that I could do. Lord, nobody let me have one lousy dime. And I kept worrying now all the time. But I'm gonna tell you this is true. Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down. Nobody wants you when you're down. If I could get my hands on a dollar again, I would hold it till that eagle grin. I would try just for one little hour. Nobody knows me when I'm down and out. Lord, I'd try for another day to make my troubles in my own. But I'm gonna tell you the truth, Lord, without a doubt, nobody knows me when you're down. I mean, nobody knows me when you're down.
So you go, that was Scrapper Blackwell and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. He's one of the most stylish blues guitarists to come out of the classic period of the late 20s and early 30s, yet few modern fans actually know his name. His single note licks and cordial textures always held an audience attention, and tragically he died in a mugging in 1959. Right, moving on, we've got David Lindley. American musician who's worked with many performers including Jackson Browne, Curtis Mayfield, Warren Zevens and Dolly Parton. Lindley founded the bands El Rayo X and the 60s band Kaleidoscope. The Codfather playing the best folk and blues every Monday night. This is Soul of a Man.
question. Please answer if you can. If any of you people can tell me, what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? One somebody can be. Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me, what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? I travel different countries, I travel foreign lands. I found nobody could tell me, what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? I saw a crowd stand talking, I just came up in time. The teacher, then the doctor, then the lawyer, say a man ain't nothing but his mind. A man ain't nothing but his mind. I want somebody to be.
cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating. Everything she do so pleasing, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. She's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
So it was My Baby. It was written by Willie Dixon, and that was Little Walter. He was born Marion Walter Jacobs, American blues singer-songwriter, whose revolutionary approach to the harmonica earned him comparisons to such seminal artists as Charlie Parker, Django Reinhardt, and Jimi Hendrix. He certainly altered the expectation of what was possible on a blues harp. Right, we've got Mississippi Fred McDowell coming up now. He's a country blues guitarist, singer, and purveyor of original Delta blues. You gotta move. This is The Codfather.
You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But when they law, get ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on the beat. But when in love, get ready, you got to move. You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But when and all, get ready.
So there you go, that was Mississippi Fred McDowell. Right, that's another show done. Hopefully you've enjoyed this week's selection of Folk and Blues. Thank you for listening. A big thank you goes to Dr. Ains and Susie for a killer playlist, to Smile Radio for putting us on air. You can catch this and all previous shows on demand at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. I'm back on Friday with 1 year of the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox podcast. And that's on from 9 on Smile Radio, so join me there. Be like all things alternative. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I'll catch you next week. I'm going to end the show with the wonderful, wonderful Nina Simone. This is Strange Fruit.
Seven feet barren, strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck. Rain together for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves to drop. Here is strange.